time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, hopefully you got the spandex on. This is a big one today. GNR, November 18th, Saturday night, Golden One Center. I'm doing rock and roll. Joe's doing animals. Either category, if we don't know the question, you'll get in the drawing for the tickets. Wow, Joe, look at this. All rock and roll questions with the exception of one animal. They're beating me up today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's start at the top. We'll go to Gina. Gina, good morning. Lick us and win.
Good morning.
How
My
are you?
My question is, good. What member of Led Zeppelin shares his name with the naval hero of the Revolutionary War?
Oh.
That would have to be, wouldn't it be John Paul Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. John Paul Jones was a captain of a boat?
I don't know. I'm going through the names. I'm trying to think, was there a Robert Plant? Was there a Jimmy Page? Was there a John Bonham? I didn't think so.
There's a Davy Jones down in Davy Jones' locker. You learned that. Yeah.
And he was also a monkey.
Yeah.
There you go, Gina. Thank you. Good question. I don't know how I got that. That was just simple deductive reasoning, I guess.
That's smarts on your parts.
Sean, good morning. Lick us and win.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Doug, hi, Sean.
Which rock album tells the story of three characters, Nikki, Mary, and Dr. X?
That's a hard question right there now.
It's not.
No?
Okay. You know how I know this? Because I spent time in the Northwest. And I've interviewed him, I believe. And does the band that you're talking about have a lead singer by the name of Jeff Taint?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You don't know. And
no,
I mispronounced his name on purpose because his real name is Jeff Tate, but I always called him Jeff Taint. Is it a Queensryche record?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the record, but I do know that it's Queensryche because I interviewed him. And I interviewed, I forget the guitar player's name at the time, and I worked with a guy that worshipped Queensryche the way that I worship Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah, and that was down in Modesto before I ever started my rock and roll journey. I don't know the record, but the band is Queensryche.
Yeah, it's Operation Mindstone.
Okay. All right, well, hang on. We'll get you into the drawing.
That was a hard one.
I did not know which record, but hang on. Let's do another. Mickey, lick us and win.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Mickey.
This one's for you, dog. Rush has a song that talks about Geddy Lee's parents' World War II experience. What is the name of the song?
Is that Red Barchetta?
No.
Hold on. Oh, come on. It's not Red Barchetta. Just say, yeah, it's Red Barchetta. I've drawn
no,
a blank on
Red
this.
Barchetta.
Just say yeah.
Red Barchetta talks about in the future a car, Red Barchetta car,
yes,
being driven when there was no driving.
Yeah. I know. Come on. And you know this too. Ferrari had a Red Barchetta, as did Maserati had a Red Barchetta.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Help me.
It's off the Grace Under Pressure album. 1984.
What's the song?
Red Sector A.
Red Sector A. Okay, Red Sector A.
Both his parents were Holocaust survivors.
Yeah, Geddy Lee. Okay, appreciate it. That was good. Hang on, we'll get you in for the GNR tickets. Let's go to Henry. Henry's got a rock and roll question, too. Lick us and win.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Hey, Henry.
Henry.
Oh, there he is.
You are Henry.
First one of the day.
Woo! All right, here we go, dog. Who developed the first electric guitar?
Oh, God. You know what? And, Joe, are you in there? Myself and heterosexual Anderson Cooper, I think, just had this conversation like a couple months ago. And Leo Fender gets credit, but there is another guy, and I
forget what. I think I was in there on that conversation.
We were talking about this, and we were on Wikipedia, and we're kind of going back and forth. The name escapes me, but it's someone other than Leo Fender, and I, gosh damn it. We just had this conversation. Who is it?
Did I was going to say Leo Fender.
Oh, he was going to say Leo Fender.
Yeah, no, Leo Fender, like I said, gets the credit, but I think someone else actually invented something else that led to the electric guitar.
Huh.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. I do kind of remember something about that as well, too. But,
well, hey, let's just play the game called, hey, what can we remember? All right, fair enough, Henry, you're done. You're out of here.
I don't
want
to play that game because I'm not going to go far.
Tony, finally, an animal question. Lick us and win.
Okay, Joe, this is for you.
Okay.
Cynophobia is a fear of what animal?
Say the phobia again.
Cynophobia.
Cynophobia would be the fear of centipedes.
You should have asked for spelling.
Oh, you want spelling?
No, it ain't going to help me. What is it?
Okay, it's Cynophobia. It's a fear of dogs.
No kidding.
Cynophobia.
I've never heard that before. Awesome, yeah. Dude.
A lot of our listeners have that here on the Dog and Joe Show.
Yes,
okay?
I have that. I have a fear of a dog.
Hey, God, we'll get you in. Let's go to Bill. Bill, lick us and win.
Good morning, guys. Happy November.
And to you.
Thank you. This is an animal question for Joe.
Okay.
What is the feed to weight gain conversion for a pig? So how many pounds of feed for 1 pound of gain for a pig?
Oh, come on with that. That's a rotten question.
And really hard. Let's see. Let's go. I'll say for every 2 pounds of feed...
This is awful.
A hog gains a half a pound.
It's close. It's actually 3 pounds of feed to 1 pound of gain.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but when we deal with hog feed to weight ratio questions, we always round up to the next nearest pound. I think Joe got that. Wow.
I got close on it, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
All right, we'll stop right there. Hang on, we'll get you to the drawing. GNR, November 18th, Saturday night, Golden One. We'll do more rounds of Lick Us and Win coming. Here's Rolling Stones. Plus, we got more cash, too.